Yeah, so we are the Northeast Timberland Band, and we're actually based out of Duluth, Minnesota, where I live. Although I grew up in central Minnesota, one of our band members is actually from Villard, Minnesota, just right in the Alexandria area. So we've played in the Northland, actually, for probably 13 years, this band. My son is in the band, and actually he had the opportunity to meet Dan earlier in the year because my son was a first-year play director in Underwood schools. And he had the opportunity to meet Dan at a subsection contest. And that's where it all started. And so, yeah, we're excited. We play bluegrass music, country rock, easy listening music. As I say, we play a great deal in the Duluth area. But we had the connection here to Minnesota, to central Minnesota, both because my son was down there and then because our bandmate Tim lives in Villard. Interestingly, all of us are connected to theater. So in my earlier life, I had 30 years as a high school English teacher and play director. Tim, the one who lives in Villard, was actually president of Minnewaska Showstoppers in Glenwood, where I also got my start. So the opportunity for us to help the Prairie Wind Players and with the Paint the Hall fundraiser is just amazing. We're happy to be there.
So, yeah, it is the fundraiser. We're trying to fix up Roosevelt Hall, which with Dan, which is kind of your stomping grounds, right? So go ahead and tell us a little bit more of what needs to – you've kept up the inside, but now we're kind of focusing on the outside upkeep and repairs. Isn't that correct?
Right. And, again, it's an expensive deal. You know, we're probably looking at about – from our estimates, about $12,000 to do the job and so forth. And, again – you know, we may be doing some volunteer work with it and maybe some scraping or something, but this is too large a project for, you know, we need some professional help, and they'll hire a lift and so forth to get up to the front facade of Roosevelt Hall and all that. And plus, we need to do it properly because it is a historic building and so forth. So we have the raffles and such, but also there's an opportunity for donations and such. And we started the fundraising last year, our Give to the Max Day. Any of you familiar with fundraising for nonprofits and such? So we got a nice start there, and we have some donations already coming in. And we are, one of our members, board members, has made a replica of Roosevelt Hall with paint chips, and donations, their names can be, or anonymously if they'd like, can be put on this. And, you know, we're trying to raise funds that way also. So we have, you know, a number of donors already. Paulette Friday, Joel Levy, we have Leon Johnson, the Memorial Fund. I'm going to shout out to some people special to me, Foxy and Carol. And so we have, that's already started, and if you, and there's probably more that have gone on the website. So our website, prairiewindplayers.org, you can also donate there if you can't make the event. And I will note also that while a lot of the raffle and door prizes will be on site, the large ones, Chan Hassan and the cash prizes, are, you know, you do not have to be present to win. So, but the others you do. But so that's a possibility, and just really is such a need, and it's such a neat building. Anyone who comes there is always impressed by what's there, and it's been, you know, it's gone through many lives. How about we say that? It was built in 1934, you know, with WPA funds and such, and that's why it's named after Roosevelt. And for like about 20 years, it was a gym and theater for Barrett High School. And then it got turned into a bowling alley in about 1957. And a few of our board members and my father-in-law, he set pins there.
Wow.
Back in the days when you got 10 cents a line and you had to physically set the pins in and so forth. So, and in 73, 74 was the youth center. And then something that was kind of hard on the building, I think in about 75 through 79, it was an insulation factory.
Oh, wow.
The old style when they used to, you know, chew up newspapers and make it into insulation.